Let's open up our Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 13.
请翻到哥林多后书第13章。
Let's read verse 5.
林后13章第5节。 哥林多后书13章第5节。
The Apostle Paul writes,
使徒保罗写道,
Test yourselves to see if you are in the faith, examine yourselves, or do you not recognize this about yourselves, that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you fail the test?
你们总要自己省察有信心没有? 也要自己试验，岂不知你们若不是可弃绝的，就有基督耶稣在你们心里吗？
Now we need to understand the background here.
我们要了解这段经文的背景。
If you remember, there were a lot of problems in the church in Corinth.
如果你记得，在哥林多教会有很多的毛病，很多的问题。
The Christians were acting very immature.
那些基督徒非常的幼稚。
Because of that, the church in the West
因此西方的教会
has used 1 Corinthians as a justification for its own carnality.
西方教会就利用哥林多教会成为他们自己属肉体行动的借口。
When you look at the church in the West and you see all the sin,
你看西方教会充满了罪恶,
and the immaturity,
还有幼稚的行为,
and the lack of the fear of God,
不敬畏神的事,
and the immorality,
还有甚至不道德的事,
and you point out that these things should not be that way.
你指出来, 哎, 教会不应该这样,
oftentimes the response is,
他们的回应常常是,
well, just look at Israel.
你看看以色列,
they were the people of God,
他们,
and they were wicked.
他们也是神的百姓啊, 但是他们也是犯罪作恶多端啊。
And look at the church in Corinth.
再看看哥林多的教会啊,
they were the people of God.
他们也是神的百姓啊,
and they were doing all kinds of things.
他们也是无恶不作啊。
That is a great misinterpretation of the scriptures.
这是完全误解了圣经。
First of all, God promised in the Old Testament,
首先神应许在旧约里,
that the New Testament church would be different than Israel.
新约的教会会跟以色列不一样。
Because Israel was basically an unconverted physical nation.
因为以色列基本上是一个没有得救的一个有形体的国家。
And only a small remnant of Israel was truly Israel.
在以色列当中只有一小群的渔民是真正的以色列人。
And with regard to the church in Corinth,
但是有关哥林多的教会,
there was some problems going on.
没错,有很多问题。
But here's the key.
这里是解经的钥匙。
They did not continue going on.
他们没有继续在追踪。
People were disciplined.
他们犯罪了就受到管教。
Some people were even killed by the Lord.
甚至有些人被神杀掉。
And Paul makes it clear that some in the church in Corinth were not Christians.
保罗讲得很清楚，有一些在哥林多的人甚至不是基督徒，在教会里他们不是真正的基督徒。What
I want you to see is this.
我要你看到的是这一点。The
Church of Jesus Christ in America is beautiful.
在美国的耶稣基督的教会是非常秀美的。The
Church of Jesus Christ in America is following Jesus Christ.
在美国的基督教会是在跟随基督的。Here's
the problem.
问题在这儿。
Not everything that is called a church is a true church.
不是所有自称为教会的是真正的教会。
And not every person who calls himself a Christian is a Christian.
不是每一个自称为基督徒的是真正的基督徒。
There are many people who profess faith in Christ.
有很多人说他们相信耶稣基督。
And they live like devils.
但他们活得像撒旦魔鬼一样。
And by their life, they prove that they are not Christian.
因着他们的生活方式，他们证明他们不是真正基督徒。
But because there is a great misunderstanding of this truth,
但是因为对这个真理有一些误解,
the reputation of the true church,
真正的教会的名声,
is often hurt by people who profess to know Christ but by their deeds deny him.
因着那些自称是基督徒但是行为不好的人而受到了毁谤。
We believe in justification by faith alone.
我们相信人称义是唯独靠信心。
But people distort this doctrine.
但是有人就扭曲了这个教义。
They say we're saved by faith.
他说我们是因信得救啊。
Therefore, we believe in Jesus and live like the devil.
所以我们可以就信耶稣，然后像魔鬼一样生活。
And we are Christian.
我们还是基督徒啊。
That is not true.
这是不是真的。
That way of thinking denies a very important doctrine.
这样的想法否定了一个很重要的教义。
It is the doctrine of regeneration.
就是重生的教义。
We are saved by faith.
是我们是因信得救。
But those who have truly believed and been saved
但是那些真正相信真正得救的人
have also been regenerated by the Holy Spirit
也被圣灵重生了
They have been born again
他们有一个新生命
They have been given new natures
神给他了一个新的本性
New affections
一个新的情感
And they will live for God
他们就会为神而活
It does not mean that they'll be perfect
这不见得他们十全十美
They will still have to struggle with sin.
他们仍然与罪恶挣扎。
But there will be a noticeable difference in their life.
但是他们生命中有一个很明显的不同。
If any man be in Christ,
若有人在基督里,
he is a new creature.
他就是新造的人。
The old passes away,
旧事已过,
and the new has come.
都变成新的了。
This is extremely important.
这是非常重要的事。
When we talk about salvation,
当我们讲到得救,
We are not just talking about a superficial decision of the will.
我们不是讲一个肤浅的觉知信主。
But we're talking about God changing the very nature of a man.
我们讲的是神超自然的改变人的本性。
Now, if you've noticed many times in the sermons,
你注意到没有？常常在我讲道中
，I've talked about nature and affections.
我讲到本性和情感。
We are driven by our affections.
我们因着我们的情感被催逼。
Are you finished?
Sort of.、Okay. It's hard to translate.、
But. We are driven by our desires.
我们是因着我们的情欲、我们的感情而动。
But where do our desires come from?
但是我们这个情感。这个情欲从哪来的
They come from our nature.
是从我们的本性发源的
Why does a wolf desire to eat sheep?
为什么狼有吃羊的冲动
Because he has the nature of a wolf.
因为他的本性就是狼性
If we have evil desires,
如果我们有不好的情欲欲望
They come from an evil heart.
是从一个邪恶的心发出来的。
Let me show you how it works.
让我告诉你这怎么。
A man does evil things.
一个作恶的人。
Because he desires evil things.
因为他想要不好的事。
Because he is evil by nature.
因为他的本性就是邪恶的。
In order to change what he does.
要改变他所做的事。
You must change his desires.
你必须改变他的欲望。
In order to change his desires,
要改变他的欲望。
You must change his nature.
你必须改变他的本性。
That's why you must understand.
所以你必须明白。
That salvation is a supernatural work of God.
救恩是神超自然的工作。
It's not just a human decision.
这不是一个人的觉知所能。
It's not just I prayed a prayer and therefore I'm going to heaven.
不是我做个祷告做个觉知我就可以上天堂了不。
The gospel is preached.
我们讲了神的福音。
The spirit of God regenerates the heart.
神的灵就会使人的心重新改变。
The spirit of God illuminates the mind.
神的灵就会使人得到光照。
And the person hears the message.
这个人听见了福音。
He understands the message.
他明白了信息，神的信息。
He sees Christ.
他就见到基督。
And with that new heart of his, he passionately desires Christ.
所以他就得到一个新的心，借这个新的心，他就渴慕基督。
That is why when we come to 2 Corinthians,
所以到了哥林多后书，
the church is struggling.
教会在挣扎。
Now notice what Paul doesn't say.
你要注意啊，保罗没有说。
He doesn't say, look, you guys are Christians.
你们看，你们都是基督徒啦。
And you need to act like it.
你们要活出基督徒的样子来。
That's not what he said.
他没有那么说。
But he basically says this.
基本上他这么说。
If you're not acting like Christians,
如果你的身动静起坐，你的举止不像基督徒。
You should be afraid that maybe you are not Christians.
你应该好好检讨，小心哦，也许你不是基督徒。
Let me give you a modern day example.
让我给你一个现代的例子。
Because of the superficiality of child evangelism.
因为这儿童传福音布道法的肤浅的方法。
Many young children will make professions of faith when they're 8-9 years old.
很多美国的儿童八九岁就会决志信主。
But then when they get, and they seem to do okay.
他们起初还可以。
But when they get to be 16-17 years old,
到他们十六七岁的时候，
they start rebelling against their parents.
他们就开始反叛父母了。
Rebelling against the church.
反叛教会了。
Rebelling against the commands of scripture.
反叛神的话语，神的诫命了。
So the mother goes to this young boy.
所以妈妈就到这个孩子面前。
And says, you're a Christian.
你是个基督徒啊。
You need to act like it.
你需要活出基督徒的样子啊。
You need to stop getting drunk.
你不要再喝酒啦。
Stop going to wild parties.
不要再去参加那些乱七八糟的舞会啦。
You're a Christian.
因为你是基督徒啦。
That's wrong.
错了。
It's actually reversed.
其实你本末倒置了。
The parent should go to the child.
父母亲应该到孩子面前。
And say, when you were 9 years old, you made a profession of faith.
你九岁的时候，你说你信主了。
And it seemed to be real.
好像是很真诚的。
But now you are not living like a Christian.
但现在你的生活方式根本不像基督徒。
You are not bearing the fruit of a Christian.
你没有结出基督徒应该结的果子。
It is very possible that your profession of faith in Christ was false.
很可能你那个宣称基督徒的宣称是假的。
And you need to do what the Apostle Paul says to do here.
你需要做使徒保罗叫你做的事情这里。
Test yourself to see if you are in the faith.
你们总要自己醒察有信心没有。
Examine yourselves.
要自己试验。
Or do you not recognize this about yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you?
岂不知你们若不是可弃绝的，就有基督在你们里面，你们的心里吗？
Unless indeed you fail the test.
除非你考试不及格。
Saying test yourself.
所以我们要扪心自问，考验一下
自己。To see if you really are a Christian.
看看你是否是一个真正的基督徒。
Now that's very important.
这是很重要的事。
The only way this can happen.
唯一这个能够发生的方法。
Is if what Jesus says is true.
就是耶稣说的是真的。
And what he says in Matthew 7, twice he says it.
在马太第七章他这么说。
You will know them by their fruits.
凭他们的果子，你就可以认出他们来。
How many of you know exactly what the bark of an apple tree looks like?
你们多少人知道这个苹果树的皮是什么样子的？
Probably none of you.
可能没有人知道。
How many of you know exactly what the roots of an apple tree look like?
有多少人知道苹果树的根是什么德行的？
How many of you can identify even what the leaf on an apple tree looks like?
多少人可以知道苹果树的叶子是什么样子的？
Probably none of us.
可能我们都不知道。
But how many of you know what an apple looks like?
多少人知道苹果是什么样子？
And if you see an apple on a tree, what do you know?
如果在这个树上有苹果，你知道，那你知道什么事儿？
It's an apple tree.
这是苹果树了。
You will know them by their fruit.
凭他们的果子，你可以认出它来。
If someone is not living like a Christian,
如果有一个人他活得不像基督徒，
there are two possibilities.
有两个可能性。
One,
一
that they have strayed.
他们流浪了，离开主了。
The other is that they are lost.
第二，他们根本就是失落的，不认识主。
How do you know which of the two?
你怎么知道他是哪一个呢？
The answer is this.
答案是。
If they continue straying,
如果他们继续的流浪偏离
if they continue in their carnality,
如果他们继续在肉体当中生活下去
without God's discipline,
神不管教他们
without being brought to repentance,
神不把他们带回悔改
without turning back to Christ,
他们不回归基督
it is evidence they are lost,
那就证明了他们本来就是失落的
Can a believer sin?
基督徒能犯罪吗？
Yes.
当然。
Can a believer even fall?
基督徒能够跌倒吗?
Yes.
当然。
Can a believer continually live in sin as a style of life?
但是基督徒能够继续在罪中生活方式就是犯罪犯罪下去吗?
No.
不能。
So many people in America believe that they are Christians.
美国好多人都自以为是基督徒。
And it is a lie.
他们在自欺。
And the ones who are primary responsible for this lie.
这些制造谎言的根源
are the pastors and the preachers.
是这些传道人和牧师。
Because either they do not know the scriptures.
他们要不就不认识圣经。
Or they are afraid to preach them.
或者他们不敢讲圣经的真道。
There is an entire American Christian culture.
整个美国的基督教的文化。
That believes it's going to heaven.
他们自以为可以上天堂得救。
Because one time in each person's life, they repeated a prayer.
因为他们在他们生命当中都曾经祷告，都觉知过。
There was never any change.
但是觉知了，重复了这个祷告，没有改变。
Never any bearing of fruit.
没有结出果子来。
But they believe they're saved.
但他们还自以为我得救了。
Because in the name of justification by faith alone,
因为他们凭着这个得救是靠着信，唯独信心。
They think that they can believe in Jesus.
他们以为可以，他们信靠基督了。
And just live like the devil.
继续像魔鬼一样的生活下去。
Justification by faith alone is true.
是因信称义是真理，没错。
We are not saved by works at all.
我们不是靠自己的行为得救，绝对不是。
It is 100% Jesus.
是百分之百唯独基督，靠他得救。
But the Jesus who saves us by faith.
但是这位因着我们的信拯救我们的基督
is the same Jesus who regenerates everyone by the Holy Spirit.
也是那同一位借着他的圣灵使我们重生的基督
He makes them into new creatures.
他使我们成为新造的人
So the evidence that you have been saved by faith
所以你因信称义得救的证据是
is that your life has been changed.
你的生命改变了
And it is changing.
也正在改变中
And when you do stumble,
当你真是跌倒犯罪了
When you do struggle with sin,
当你与罪恶挣扎的时候
You cannot live that as a life
你不能够继续下去
Now
好
How do we test ourselves?
我们怎么样检验自己呢
Well before we answer that question Let's look at what normally happens in the American church
我们回答这个问题之前呢我们先看看一般情况下美国教会发生的是什么事
If you walk up to someone and say Are you saved?
如果你碰到任何人你问他 你得救了吗
What will they normally say?
他们一般会怎么说
Yes
当然我得救了
How do you know?
你怎么知道你得救
Well one time I asked Jesus to come into my heart
因为我曾经请耶稣到我的心里来啊邀请他进来啊
All right now here's the question
问题是
Do we see this kind of examination and answer anywhere in the New Testament?
你在新约圣经里头看到这样子的问答吗
No.
没有。
Or many times, let's say that there's someone in the church who is struggling and they don't know whether or not they're saved.
常常有个人在教会里头在挣扎，他没有得救的把握，到底我得救没有呢？
And they go to a pastor.
他就去见牧师了。
And they say, I don't know if I'm saved.
他在挣扎，我不知道我得救没有。
And the pastor will say this.
牧师会说。
Well, let me ask you a question.
让我问你一个问题。
Was there ever a time in your life when you prayed and asked Jesus Christ to come in?
曾经在你生命中有一度你祷告，你求基督耶稣到你心里去吗？你邀请他来过吗
？If the person says yes,
如果那个人说是我曾经邀请过
，the pastor will say, "Well, were you sincere?"
牧师会问他，你是不是真诚的祷告呢
？The person says, "Well, I think so."
那个人会说是，我想我很真诚啊。
Then the pastor says, "Well, you're saved."
那牧师就告诉他，你得救了。
You just need to stop listening to the devil.
你不要再听撒旦的谎言了。
Again,
又一次。
Is that anywhere in the New Testament?
新约圣经有这样的教导吗？
No.
没有。
Are you going to base your assurance of salvation upon your apparent sincerity to repeat a prayer?
你难道要把你得救的把握建立在你自己的真诚祷告，求主进到你心里那个祷告上吗？
Is that all the evidence there is for a Christian life?
难道这是基督徒结出果子的唯一的证据吗？
Then you'll meet people on the streets that are living in horrible sin.
在大街上你会碰到人在活在罪中放纵情欲。
And you try to witness to them.
你跟他们传福音。
And they say, don't worry about me.
你不要担心我，他们说。
I'm okay.
我没问题。
I've already done that.
我已经做了。
I asked Jesus into my heart a long time ago.
老早我就请耶稣到我心里头来了。
If you begin to question them, they get angry.
如果你说真的吗？他们就很生气了。
And they'll tell you, you can't see inside my heart.
说你看不到我里面。
But I don't have to see inside your heart.
我不需要看到你的心。
I don't have to look at the root of a tree.
我不需要看到树根。
I don't even have to look at its bark.
我也不需要看树皮。
I just have to look at its fruit.
我只要看你的果子。
In the Bible, your way of life reveals who you are.
圣经里头，你的行为、你的举止，表明了你里面的人。
Even the words that come out of your mouth reveal the content of your heart.
甚至你口中所出的言语，把你心中的内容表明出来。
Jesus says over and over in Matthew 7.
在马太福音第七章，耶稣又一次又一次地说。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord.
不是凡称我为主啊主啊的人。
Will enter the kingdom of heaven.
都能进入神的国。
But he who does the will of my Father.
唯独那遵行我父旨意的才能进。
He's not saying that we're saved by doing the will of the Father.
他不是说我们靠着遵行神的旨意，靠着行为得救，不。
He's saying we're saved by faith.
他说我们是因信得救。
But if we have believed, we've been regenerated by the Holy Spirit.
但是我们真正相信，我们就被圣灵重生了。
And we will bear the fruit of that new life.
我们就会活出，而且结出那个新生命的果子来。
Now here's the question.
好，问题是。
Let's say that you have believed in Jesus.
我们譬如你已经相信耶稣了。
But you're struggling and you don't know whether or not you're really a Christian.
但是你在挣扎，你不肯定到底你是个真基督徒吗？
Maybe you say something like this.
如果你会这么说。
I know that a person is saved by faith.
我知道一个人是因信得救。
And I think I believe.
我想我真是信了。
But how do I really know that I believe?
但我怎么能够确定我真正相信了呢？
Especially when you look around America.
你特别看看美国。
Everybody supposedly believes.
每个人都说他信。
So how do I know I'm really a Christian?
我怎么知道我是个真基督徒呢？
Paul says, test yourself.
保罗说，你要自己省察。
Now if we test ourselves, we need a standard.
好，我们试验自己的话，我们就需要一个标准来试验。
The standard is God's word.
这个标准就是神的道。
We are very fortunate.
我们非常的有福。
In the book of 1 John.
在约翰一书。
Chapter 5.
第五章。
Verse 13.
第十三节。
Look at what it says.
我们看看神的话怎么说的。五章十三节，约翰一书，我将这些话。
These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life.
我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人，好叫你们知道自己有永生。
He says, "These things I have written to you."
他说这些事我写给你们。
What are these things?
什么事呢？
The book of 1 John.
就是约翰一书的内容。
All the things written in the book of 1 John.
约翰一书里面所有所写的。
He has written to those who believe.
写给那些信奉神儿子之名的人。
To let them know that they really are Christians.
好叫他们知道他们是基督徒。
And in 1 John, we have a series of tests.
所以在约翰一书，我们有一系列的问题试验。
We have a list of characteristics.
有一系列的特征，基督徒的特征。
That will be found in varying degrees in the Christian life.
在基督徒的生命中，你会看到多少程度的不同。
So the person who believes in Christ.
所以一个相信基督的人。
But is doubting as to whether or not they truly believe.
但是他们对自己的信心有怀疑。
They can ask themselves these questions.
他们就可以问这一系列的问题。
Do I have these characteristics in my life?
我有没有那些基督徒的特征在我的生命中呢？
If a person does,
如果我有这些特征，
it's evidence they are truly Christian.
就显明了我是个真基督徒。
If they do not have these characteristics in their life,
如果他们没有这些特征，
they should be afraid.
他们就应该害怕。
Maybe they do not know the Lord.
也许他们还不认识主。
So your assurance is based on more than just your apparent sincerity.
所以你得救的把握跟确据不仅仅是基于你的真诚。
It's based on the word of God.
而是基于神的话语。
Let's look at some of these.
我们来看看这些试验，这些考验。
First John chapter 1.
约翰一书第一章。
The first characteristic is this.
第一个基督徒的特征是。
And I want you to compare your life to it.
我要你比较一下，你的生命中有没有这些特征啊？
The Christian walks in the light.
基督徒活在光中。
It says in verse 5,
在第五节,
This is the message we have heard from him and announced to you that God is light and in him there is no darkness at all.
神就是光，在他里面毫无黑暗，这是我们从主听见又报给你的信息。
Now God is light.
神是光。
What does that mean?
什么意思啊?
There's two ideas I think going on here.
这里可能有两个不同的概念。
One, there is no unholiness in God.
第一，在神里头没有不圣洁的东西。
No sin, no impurity, no shadow.
没有罪恶，没有影子，没有任何的不洁净的事。
God is holy.
神是圣洁的光。
The other idea is this.
好，第二个概念。
God has revealed to us who He is.
神把他自己向我们显明了。
The false teachers were saying that God was a very dark and hidden God.
这些假师傅告诉我们说，神在黑暗中是摸不清的，很神秘的。
And that you couldn't really know him or his will.
你不可能明白他，也不可能知道他的旨意的，在黑暗里头。
But John says no.
但约翰说不。
God has told us who he is.
神告诉我们他是谁。
And he has told us his will.
他也告诉我们他的旨意如何，清楚的。
Now, what does it mean?
什么意思呢？
Look in verse 6.
我们再看第六节。
If we say we have fellowship with him.
我们若说我们与神相交。
If we say that we are Christian.
如果我们说我们是基督徒。
If we say that we are saved.
如果我们说我们得救了。
If we say that we have eternal life.
如果我们说我有永生啊。
If we say we have fellowship with him,
如果说我们与他相交了,
and yet walk in the darkness,
却仍在黑暗里行,
we lie.
我们就是说谎话。
We are lying when we say we are Christians.
当我们说我们是基督徒，我们在撒谎。
And we do not practice the truth.
我们就不行真理了。
But if we walk in the light,
但我们若在主的光明中行,
as he himself is in the light,
如同神在光明中。
We have fellowship with one another.
我们就彼此相交。
And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin.
他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪了。
And he says to walk in the light.
他说，行在光中。
The Greek word is peripateo.
希腊字，行是这个字。
Means to walk around.
就是行走，走，走路的意思。
It refers to our style of life.
这个讲的是我们言行举止，我们的生活行为。
To live a style of life,
一种生活方式。
That agrees with what God has told us about himself,
与神圣经里神自己的本性相符，神所启示的相符。
And that agrees with the will of God that he has revealed to us.
而且也与神的旨意，他所启示的旨意相符的生活方式。
Now, he is not talking about perfection.
他不是在讲十全十美，毫无罪的。
He is talking about a style of life.
他乃是讲到一种生活方式。行。
If you follow me around with a camera,
如果你拿一个照相机跟着我走,
that just takes one picture, snapshot,
然后抓住一个镜头，一个镜头。
If you follow me around long enough,
如果你一段时间之后,
you're going to see me sin.
你会看到我犯罪的镜头。
Maybe I'm going to be impatient.
也许我没耐性。
Or critical.
或者我对别人挑毛病。
Or say something I shouldn't say.
或者说一些不该说的话。
Or kick the cat.
或者踢我家的猫。
Something.
你会抓到那个镜头。
And at that moment, you take the picture.
那个时刻你照张照片。
And then you blow up the picture for everybody to see.
你把它放大，大家看。
Look, Paul Washer's not a Christian.
你看保罗华许不是基督徒吧？你看踢猫。
Because he doesn't walk in the light.
他不是在光明中行。
But that's not really very accurate, is it?
但是那个不太准确吧，对不对？
It's one picture in one moment of time.
那是我的生命当中的一个镜头，一个照片，那一刻而已。
If you follow me around with a video camera,
但是如果你拿着一个录像机跟着我走，
and do a reality show,
然后把我整个生命都照出来，
24 hours a day,
一天24小时，
for 6 months,
六个月，
that would be more accurate, wouldn't it?
那个就更准确了，对不对？
Because it wouldn't record just one moment in my life,
因为那个捕捉的不是一个时刻的镜头而已。
It wouldn't record just one bad moment,
也不是捕捉那个我那个最坏的镜头。
And it wouldn't record just one good moment,
也不是捕捉我那个最好的时刻。
It would record my whole style of life,
把我整个的生命，我整个的言行举止都录下来了。
And looking at my style of life,
你看我整个的生命的形。
Over a period of time,
过了一段时间，你再看。
You could look at that,
你可以看。
And say, Does he seek to live in a way that conforms to the nature of God?
他是否寻求要照着神的本性而生活呢？
Can I see in this film,
我可不可以在这个录像里头看见，
that he seeks to walk according to the will of God that God has revealed?
他追求神所启示的旨意呢？寻求神的旨意呢？
Not what does he say,
那不仅是他所说的，
but can I actually see it?
我可不可以看到？
In the film,
在这个录像里面，
is it revealed by looking at his life?
看他的生活方式可不可以显明出来呢？
Now let's look at an unbeliever.
好，我们再看看一个不信主的人。
He doesn't care really to know that much about God's character.
他根本不关心认识神的本性，神的性格如何。
He doesn't care to know much about God's will.
他也不管神的旨意如何。
He does not seek to conform his life to what the Bible teaches about God.
他不愿意把他的生命来符合有关圣经，有关神的真理。
And there's no evidence that he's seeking to conform his life to the will of God.
也看不出来有任何的证明他想要照着神的旨意来生活。
But when you look at the Christian,
但是你看基督徒，
in spite of failure,
尽管我们有失败软弱，
you look at their life,
你看看他们整个生命，
you can see that they honestly want to walk according to what God has said about himself.
你可以看到他们真诚地想要照着神的旨意生活。
And they honestly want to live their life according to what God has revealed about His will.
他们也愿意真诚地照着神所启示的话语、神的旨意来生活、行走。
That's the difference between an unbeliever and a believer.
这就是信徒跟非信徒的不同。
Now I want you to think about something.
我现在要你想一些事。
Do you realize how many people attend the evangelical church on Sunday?
你知道多少人？在美国礼拜天参加福音派的教会。
And that is the extent of their religion.
这就是他们的宗教，只有礼拜天聚会，宗教的范围。
If you were to film their life,
如果你要录像他们的生活，每天的生活录下来。
They look just like the world.
他们就像世界上的人没两样。
You can't see evidence that they want to walk according to what God has told us about his person.
你看不到任何的证明来证明他们要照着神的本性生活。
You can't see in their life that they're trying to conform their life to God's will.
你也看不到在生命中有任何的欲望要照着神的旨意而生活。
They've got enough religion to kill them.
他们有足够的宗教仪式、宗教活动把他们自己杀了。
And most preachers don't say anything about it.
而大多数的讲道人啥都不说。
Just as long as they come to church.
只要来教会奉献就好，没奉献。来教会就好。
How many preachers today?
今天多少传道人
would even go to a person like that?
会面对这样的人
and say, I know you've made a profession of faith.
说我知道你已经说你信主了，你已经承认基督了。
But there's just very little evidence that you bear the fruit of a Christian.
但是没有任何证明你结出果子来，基督徒的果子没有果子。
Most would never do that.
多数的传道人不敢面对别人。
Not because of love.
不是因为爱他们。
But because of a lack of love.
而是缺乏爱。
Or they love themselves more than they love that person.
或他们爱自己多于爱那个信徒。
This is one of the jobs of a pastor.
这是牧师的本分。
To warn people.
警戒人。
But we've lost that, haven't we?
但我们已经失去这样的功能。
Now here's the question.
问题是。
Do you walk in the darkness?
你是否在黑暗中行？
Your style of life.
你的整个生活方式。
Is there any evidence that you are trying to conform it to the person and will of God?
有没有证据来证明你在照着神的本性和神的旨意而生活呢？
Do you seek God in the Word of God or prayer?
你是否祷告，寻求神的旨意，读神的话语，明白神的旨意呢？
Do you seek to grow in conformity to Christ?
你是否正在成长，要效法基督的形象呢？
Do you long to be more like Christ?
你是否愿意更像基督呢？
Or are all these things just foreign to you?
或这些事对你来说是很陌生的。
So a true Christian,
是一个真正的基督徒，
walks in the light.
在光明中行。
Can they stray from the light?
他们可不可能偏离那光明的路呢？
Yes.
当然可能。
Will they stay that way?
会不会继续偏离下去呢？
No.
不会的。
Why not?
为什么？
Because God has promised to discipline them and put them back on the path.
因为神应许了要管教他的儿女，把他们再带回来。
Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章。
If you are without discipline, you are not a child of God.
如果你不受管教，你不就不是神的儿女。
If you can run wild in sin,
如果你可以继续疯狂犯罪下去，
and God does not deal with you,
神如果不管教你，放纵你，
you are not a Christian.
你就不是基督徒。
Now let's look at the next test.
好，我们看那下一段经文。
And this is a very important one.
这是一个很重要的文，约翰一书第一章。
Verse 8.
第八节。
If we say we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves and the truth is not in us.
我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us.
我们若说自己没有犯过罪，便是以神为说谎的，他的道也不在我们心里了。
This is very important.
这一点很重要。
Because it shows us that the true Christian still struggles with sin.
因为这里我们看到一个真正的基督徒还是在跟罪恶挣扎。
When we say that the evidence of salvation is walking in the light.
当我们说得救的证据是在光明中行。
We're not talking about perfection.
我们不是在讲十全十美啊。
We're talking about a style of life.
我们是在讲一个生活方式，总的方式。
Their life is marked.
这个大方向是有这样的特征。
By seeking to walk in the light.
是继续要寻求在光中继续行下去。
Another characteristic of the genuine Christian.
一个真正基督徒另一个特征。
He is broken over his sin.
他因着他的罪而
Look what it says.
你看看这怎么说的。
If we say we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves and the truth is not in us.
如果我们说没有犯过罪，我们自欺，真理不在我们里面。
The unbeliever doesn't see sin in his life.
不相信主的人看不到他们生命中有什么罪。
Isn't it amazing?
这叫人惊异啊。
That the most mature Christians
最成熟的基督徒
are the ones that are most sensitive to the sin in their life.
他们对自己生命中的罪是最敏感的。
Many times when I have preached through the years,
这多年来，每次常常我讲到的时候，
I've seen the Spirit of God do a work in a congregation.
我看到神的灵在会众当中运行动工。
Maybe one night there's great brokenness.
也许有一天晚上有人会很感动、破碎、认罪。
People are weeping.
有人在哭。
Some of them even come forward and pray and things like that.
有些人甚至到前面来祷告。
You know what's amazing?
你知道什么叫人惊奇呢？
Whenever the Spirit of God moves that way,
当神的灵这样动工的时候，
it's always the most dedicated people in the church,
总是教会里头最敬虔的弟兄姊妹，
who are weeping over their sin.
他们在哭，他们在因着自己的罪而破碎难过。
And it's always the most wicked people in the church,
相反的，总是那些最坏的那些基督徒，所谓的基督徒，
that sit there with perfect peace,
坐在那儿坦然无惧。问心无愧。
And they see no sin in their life.
他们看不到自己生命中有什么罪。
Why is that?
为什么会如此呢？
We're seeing the difference between the Christians and those who are not Christians.
我们就看到真基督徒跟假基督徒的分别了。
Remember what Jesus said?
你记得耶稣说的吗？
Blessed are those who mourn.
哀恸的人有福了。
Because they shall be comforted.
因为他们会得安慰。
The Christian is not perfect.
基督徒不完全了。
He recognizes sin in his life. He hates it. Repents of it. Confesses it to God. He lives a life of brokenness and confession. Do you know what confession is?
你知道认罪什么意思?
It comes from a Greek word. Omologeo. And it means to speak the same thing.
意思是同意说同样的话。
What does that mean?
什么意思?
The Holy Spirit speaks to me.
圣灵向我说话。
Through the word,
借着他的话,
through maybe some thought in my mind,
或者, 给我一些思想意念, 告诉我,
and says, you just sinned.
他告诉我, 哎, 你犯罪了,
you were impatient with your son.
你对你儿子没耐性,
you sinned.
你犯罪了,
confession
认罪的意思,
is not saying, Lord, forgive me.
不是说, 主啊, 原谅我, 不,
confession is to speak the same thing.
认罪是同意,
Lord, you have told me that I was impatient with my son.
主啊, 你已经告诉我, 我对我的儿子没耐性。
I speak the same thing.
我也说同样的话。
I agree with you about my sin.
我同意, 我犯了罪了。
With my mouth, I tell you.
用我的嘴巴, 我告诉你,
you are right.
你说的是对的,
I was impatient with my son.
我的确对我儿子没耐性。
It's sin.
这是罪。
Forgive me.
原谅我吧, 赦免我吧,
and then I go to my son.
然后我到我儿子面前,
and humble myself.
我降卑自己,
and ask him to forgive me.
我请他原谅我。
Just as a side note.
我顺便说一下,
parents,
做父母的,
when you sin against your child,
当你得罪你的儿女的时候,
you need to humble yourself.
你需要降卑下来。
Go to your child.
到你孩子面前,
and either sit in front of them or bow before them.
或者坐在他们旁边, 或者甚至跪下来,
you want to look them right in the eye.
看着他们的眼睛,
my little boys are about this big.
我的孩子, 我的儿子只有那么大,
and take them by the hand.
拉着他们的手,
and I have had to do this.
我有时候常需要这么做,
son,
儿子啊,
I was impatient with you.
我刚刚对你没耐性,
I sinned against you.
我得罪你了。
Forgive me.
原谅老爸爸。
And then my sons will used to say this.
我儿子呢, 习惯这么说。
Oh, Dad, it's okay.
爸爸们没关系。
And I say no.
我说不。
It's not okay.
这不是okay。
You must forgive me.
你必须原谅我, 赦免我。
What I did was not okay.
我所做的不是没关系。
I must hear those words.
我必须听你说。
And my little boy will go, Dad,
我孩子会说,
I forgive you.
爸爸, 我原谅你。
Say thank you.
我说谢谢儿子。
Pray for me that I will be a better dad.
为老爸祷告, 我成为一个好爸爸。
You see that?
看到吗?
Fathers,
做爸爸的,
your children will forgive many of your mistakes.
你的儿女会原谅你很多的错误。
If you do not act like a hypocrite,
如果你不假冒伪善,
if you love them,
如果你爱你的儿女,
and if you humble yourselves before them when you're wrong,
如果当你错的时候, 你愿意降卑下来在他们面前,
they may be under your authority,
他们可能在你的权柄下,
you're under God's,
但是你在神的权柄下。
So the Christian is marked by a sensitivity to sin,
所以基督徒的一个特征是对罪很敏感,
and a need to confess that sin,
他也需要认罪。
Does that describe your life?
这是你生命的特征吗?
The unbeliever doesn't care about sin.
不相信主的人根本不关心罪不罪的。
He looks for new ways to sin.
他找寻找新的方法犯罪。
He boasts about his sin.
他夸口因他的罪夸口。
He can live in sin and not even know it.
他可以活在罪中而且不知不觉。
But someone whose heart has been changed by Christ,
但是一个人他的心被基督改变了的人,
cannot live that way.
不能继续这样生活下去。
Now, when the Bible says, blessed are those who mourn,
圣经说, 哀动的人有福了,
does it mean we should just walk around mourning all the time?
这是不是我们成天哭哭啼啼的走来走去?
No.
不是。
The Christian life is a paradox.
基督徒的生命是一个反合性的,是非而是的。
We mourn more than other people.
我们比别人更加哀动。
And we're also the happiest people in the world.
但我们也是世上最快乐的人。
Now how does that work?
怎么会如此呢？好像矛盾，其实不矛盾。
As I mature in Christ,
当我在基督里不断成长
，or any Christian,
或者任何基督徒
I begin to see more and more of who God is.
我越来越看到神的是什么样子。
But I also begin to see more and more of what I am.
我也越来越认识自己是什么德性。
And I see more of my sin.
我看得更清楚我的罪是多可怕。
And I have a deeper brokenness over sin.
我会对我的罪有更加的破碎伤痛。
But the more I see God,
但是我越看到神。
The more I see my sin,
我越看到我自己的罪。
The more I see the grace of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
我在耶稣的面中也看到更大的神的恩典。
And it gives me incredible joy and hope.
就给我无可名状的喜乐跟盼望。
So as we grow in the Lord,
是在我们在主里头不断成长的时候，
our brokenness is deeper.
我们会越来越破碎哀恸。
And our joy is greater.
同时我们的喜乐也越来越大。
And in the end, a great exchange has happened.
最后一个很大的交换就
Instead of having joy because of our performance,
不是因着我们行得好，我们的表现好，我们就喜乐。
We have joy in the perfect work of Christ on our behalf.
我们会因着耶稣基督为我们成了的完全的救赎而欢喜快乐。
As I grow older,
当我年纪越来越大
I am more broken over my sin.
我因着我犯的罪越来越破碎哀恸难过
Yet at the same time I'm more holy than I was when I began
但是同时我比我从前更加的圣洁了
I mourn now over my sin than I did before
我现在比从前更加因我的罪而破碎难过
And yet my joy is greater than it ever was
但同时我的喜乐比从前更大
It's an amazing thing, this Christian life.
基督徒生命真是奇妙。
Now,
好。
If someone has a new relationship with God,
如果一个人跟神建立一个新的关系
，like let's say you come to me and say, Brother Paul, I have a new relationship with God.
哦，譬如你到我面前说啊，保罗弟兄啊，我跟神建立一个新关系啊。
That's wonderful.
我说好，太好了。
Do you have a new relationship with sin?
我就问他，哎，你跟罪有没有建立一个新关系啊
？Because if you have a new relationship with God, you're going to have a new relationship with sin.
如果你跟神有个新关系，你跟罪也会有个新关系。
Before you are a Christian,
在你信主之前
，you walk hand in hand with sin.
你跟罪是同流合污。
You and sin are friends.
你跟罪是老朋友。
You're both going the same way.
你们走的是同一个方向。
Locked arm in arm.
你们手握手的。
But when you become a Christian,
但当你成为基督徒之后
，you're still a bit locked arm in arm.
你还是跟罪纠缠不清。
But sin's going that way.
但是罪走的是那个方向。
And you're going that way.
你走的是相反的方向。
And you fight against it.
你跟罪在征战。
You have a new relationship with sin.
你跟罪有个新的关系。
Do you have a new relationship with sin?
你跟罪有没有个新的关系呢
？Are you sensitive to sin?
你对罪敏感吗
？Does it break your heart when you sin?
当你犯罪的时候，你会不会为此破碎呢？难过。
Do you confess your sin?
你是否认罪呢？悔改呢
？It's a very important question.
很重要的问题。
Now let's go on to the third test.
我们再看第三个考试考验。
In verse 3 of chapter 2.
第二章的第三节。
By this we know that we have come to know him if we keep his commandments. The one who says, I have come to know him and does not keep his commandments is a liar and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, in him the love of God has truly been perfected.
我们若遵守他的诫命，就晓得是认识他。人若说我认识他，却不遵守他诫命，便是说谎话的，真理也不在他心里了。
If you have a new relationship with God,
如果你跟神有个新的关系
，you have a new relationship with sin.
你也会跟罪有个新的关系
，and you have a new relationship with God's commands.
同时，你跟神的诫命也会有个新的关系。
Now look at what it says.
看看这里怎么说的。
Verse 3.
第三节。
By this we know that we have come to know Him.
好，我们借此就晓得。我们是认识他的。
By this we know that we have become Christians.
借着遵守他的诫命，我们就知道我们成为基督徒了。
If we keep his commandments,
如果我们遵行他的诫命，他的话语。
Now, right now, you may be thinking.
现在你可能在想。
But nobody keeps his commandments perfectly.
没有人万无一失遵行他的诫命啊。
But what we're talking about is a style of life.
这里我们讲的是一个生活方式。
Has your relationship with God's commands changed?
你跟神的话语、神的诫命的关系有没有改变？
If you believe in Christ,
如果你相信基督，
but you are ignorant of God's commands,
你却对他的话语、他的诫命一无所知。
You don't care about knowing his will,
你根本不关心他的旨意。
You don't seek to submit your life to his will,
你也不愿意遵行顺服他的旨意。
When you break his commands, it doesn't bother you.
当你触犯他的诫命，你根本就满不在乎。
Then you need to be afraid.
那你就需要小心害怕。
A Christian will not be that way.
基督徒不会这样。
If we have truly trusted in Christ,
如果我们真正的信靠了基督，
it will be manifested in our relationship to his commands.
会显明在我们跟神的诫命的关系中。
We will want to know his will.
我们就会想要认识他的旨意。
We will desire to do his will.
我们会愿意行他的旨意。
When we fail to do his will, we will confess it.
当我们做错了，我们做不到的时候，我们会认罪。
Remember what Jesus said.
记得耶稣说的。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven.
凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进神的国。
But he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
唯独那遵行我父旨意的人才能进去。
We are not saved by keeping the command.
当然我们不是借着遵行神旨意得救。
We are saved by faith alone.
我们是唯独靠信心得救。
But the fact that we are keeping God's commands.
但是我们能够遵行神的旨意，
is the evidence we have believed.
证明了我们真是信了。
It's the outcome of our faith.
这是我们信心所结出的果子。
The outcome of the work of salvation in us.
是因着得救，神在我们心里头成就的救恩所结出来的结果。
As we've seen in the latter part of chapter 1,
我们看到第一章的后半部。
He's not talking about perfection.
他讲的不是无罪的完全。
The Christian will have a new relationship with God's will.
基督徒跟神的旨意也有个新的关系。
And little by little he will know God's will in a clearer way.
渐渐的他会越来越明白清楚神的旨意。
And he will submit more of his life to God's will.
他也会越来越顺服神的旨意。
And if he goes through a time of straying,
就算他经过一段偏行己路的
God will discipline him.
神会管教他，
and bring him back.
把他带回正路。
He will not be able to escape the paternal love of God.
他逃脱不了父神的父爱。
Does that describe you?
这是否形容你的生命？
Or is it foreign to you?
或者对你很陌生？
Now let me say something here is very important.
我要说一些话，这是很重要的啊。
I preach in a lot of places.
我在很多地方讲道。
And it's my job to study the Bible.
我的责任就是好好研读圣经。
And I like reading the Bible.
我也喜欢读圣经。
I enjoy praying.
我也喜欢祷告。
But here's what I want you to see.
但是我要你看到的是，
I also struggle with reading the Bible.
我读圣经我也有挣扎。
And I struggle with prayer.
祷告我也有挣扎。
When I stay up till 2 in the morning counseling,
当我跟别人辅导人到凌晨两点钟，
it's hard to get up really early in the morning to pray.
早上起来祷告就很困难了。
And when I pray, I can't even understand what I'm saying.
当我祷告的时候，我不晓得自己在讲什么东西。
And sometimes I struggle reading the Bible.
有时候我读圣经也有困难。
I'll read a chapter.
我读一章。
I don't know if you've probably never done this.
你可能不会这样。
But I'll read a chapter.
我读一章有时候，读一章圣经。
And after I finish,
我读完了。
I can't even tell you what I read.
我不晓得我读啥玩意，我讲不出来。
No sooner do I read it than I forget it.
我一边读一边忘。
It's a struggle.
是一个挣扎。
for all of us. I don't want you to think that because you struggle in trying to read the Word and pray that you're not a Christian.
就因为你读经祷告有困难有挣扎, 你就不是基督徒啊,
As Christians, we struggle in that.
身为基督徒,
what I'm telling you is if you don't even struggle,
我讲的是,
you really don't care. You don't even try to know God's will.
你也不愿意,
That's frightening.
这就很可怕咯。
Now let me tell you something, because I only got a few hours with you, so I'm going to run some rabbits.
Okay, 我只有时间很短暂, 所以我要到处, 就是东抓一把西抓一把, 我再讲一件事。
Some people think that
有些人认为,
that some Christians read the Bible a lot just because that's their gift.
有些人啊, 很喜欢读圣经啊, 读很多圣经, 因为他们的恩赐就在此。
That's not true.
不是如此。
We have to fight.
我们必须要征战,
to read the Bible.
要征战, 好好读经, 研究圣经。
I pray.
我祷告。
It's not easy.
不容易。
My flesh hates praying.
因为我的肉体讨厌祷告。
But I know if I don't pray, I'll die.
但我知道如果我不祷告, 我就死定了。
I have to fight to pray.
我必须要忍耐, 挣扎, 祷告。
I have to fight to love my wife.
我必须要挣扎, 来爱我的妻子。
You see, the Christian life is a fight.
你知道基督徒的生命是征战。
Some people just think, well, it's hard for me to pray, so it's not what I'm supposed to do.
有些人说, 哎, 我祷告好困难, 所以这不是我的恩赐, 不是我该做的。
Or it's hard for me to read the Bible, so it's just not what I'm supposed to do.
而是我读圣经很困难, 所以我就不应该读圣经了, 不是我的恩赐。
It's hard for everybody.
每个人都困难啊。
A salesman told me this one time.
一个买卖人啊, 跟我有一次这么说,
he said 20% of the salesmen
他说, 20%的推销员啊,
sell 80% of the products.
卖的是 80%的货产品。
And 80% of the salesmen do almost nothing.
另外 80%的推销员啊, 什么都不干, 几乎。
And I said, what's the difference?
我说有什么不同呢?
He said, the salesmen who are not successful,
那些不成功的推销员,
there are certain things they hate to do,
他们有些事情很讨厌做,
and so they don't do them.
所以他们就不做了。
The salesmen who are successful,
而那些成功的推销员呢,
they hate the same things,
他们也讨厌同样的事情,
but they do them anyway,
但是他们逼着自己去做,
because they know it's absolutely essential.
因为他们知道不可没有。
Now we shouldn't hate to read the Bible.
当然我们不应该恨读圣经啊,
we shouldn't hate to pray.
我们不应该讨厌读圣经啊,
but we must struggle against the flesh to do both of those things.
但是我们必须跟肉体挣扎征战,
so
要读经祷告。
If it's difficult for you,
如果对你来说很困难,
then join the club.
那么你不是无独无偶,没有伴侣的, 我跟你作伴。
It's difficult for all of us.
我们大家都困难。
But if you're a Christian,
如果你是基督徒,
you know that it's essential.
你知道是必须的。
Every aspect of our life should be submitted to the will of God.
我们生命的每一个细节点滴都要服在神的旨意之下。
The way you do your marriage,
你怎么样婚姻怎么来处理呢?
What's it based on?
是根据什么? 婚姻问题,
tradition,
传统,
what you want to do,
或者你想要做的事,
or have you studied the scriptures to discern what God said about marriage?
或者你研究了圣经, 知道神在婚姻中要你做什么呢?
The way you raise your children,
你怎么抚养你的儿女, 教育儿女?
Can you sit down with me for an hour and show me from scripture why you do what you do with your children?
你可不可以跟我做一个钟头, 然后告诉我为什么你这样子教育你的孩子呢? 这样子教导他们呢? 可以吗? 根据圣经。
You young men,
你们这年轻人,
who want to get married,
你们想要结婚,
can you explain to me from the scriptures what you're supposed to be doing and who you're supposed to be looking for?
你可不可以从圣经里头解释 你应该怎么样子寻找配偶, 什么样的伴侣, 你可以解释吗? 圣经根据。
This is a very sad thing.
这是一件很叫人伤心的事。
Even genuine Christians have neglected the scriptures.
甚至真正的基督徒都忽略了神的话。
We do what is right in our own eyes.
我们个人偏行己路，做自己要做的事。
Or what the latest Christian author tells us.
或者最新潮的基督教的作者所写的那些书上说的。
Or what psychology tells us.
或者心理学家说的。
But God wants us to submit our lives to the scriptures.
但是神要我们把我们的生命伏在他的道下。
Hosea said this.
何西阿先知说。
My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge.
我的百姓因着无知而灭亡。
Even the way to look for a mate,
甚至怎么样子寻找配偶,
there are principles in scripture.
圣经里头有原则的。
How many of you young guys have ever read Proverbs 31 about the virtuous woman?
你们多少年轻的男孩读过箴言31章讲到一个有德行的美女人是什么样的?
Most young guys say, well, that was written for women.
很多年轻男孩说那是为女孩预写的。
Most girls study Proverbs 31.
大多数研读箴言31章的女孩。
Most guys have never read it.
大多数男孩从来不读。
Let me tell you something.
让我告诉你。
Read it.
你要读。
You know what you'll find?
你知道你会找到什么?
Proverbs 31 was not written for girls.
箴言31篇不是为女孩写的。
It was written for men.
是为男人写的。
It's a mother telling her son.
是一个妈妈在教导她的儿子。
What to look for in a woman.
找你要挑女朋友要找什么样的女孩。
So much of our lives are hurting.
我们的生命很多地方都在受亏损。
Because we have so little knowledge of God's word.
因为我们对神的话是如此的无知。
That is not good.
这是不好的。
The Christian life is not believing in Jesus and then just walking your own way.
基督徒生活不是信了耶稣然后就我行我素了。
It's believing in Jesus and walking in his way.
而是信靠基督然后活在他话语的光中照着他的话语去行。
The way lined out by scripture.
照着圣经所指示的去行。
Now, let's look at another test.
我们再看另一个试验啊。
Verse 6.
第六节二章六节。
The one who says he abides in him ought himself to walk in the same manner as he walked.
人若说他在主里面，就应该自己照主所行的去行。
Now you're saying, Brother Paul, we're all going to hell.
照你那么说，保罗弟兄啊，我们都要下地狱了。
Who walks like Jesus walked?
谁能够照着主所行的去行呢？像耶稣一样。
Again, we're talking about a style of life.
现在我们又是在讲一个生活方式大方向的问题。
And a direction of life.
生活的大方向。
Who's your hero?
你的生活中的英雄榜样是谁?
Who do you want to be like more than anyone else in the world?
你愿意效法谁超你的好榜样超过任何人你的好榜样是谁?
A Christian wants to be like Christ.
基督徒要效法基督。
His whole life is not just to be moral.
他的整个生活不仅是做一个有道德的人。
But to be like his master.
就而是像他的主一样。
Are you being conformed to the image of Christ?
你是否正在效法基督的样式模样?
Are you becoming more like him in every area of your life?
你是否生命的每一个细节每一个都在越来越像基督?
Is it obvious to your friends that your greatest goal is to be like Jesus?
你旁边的朋友看得出来吗?你生命中最大的目标是要像基督,效法基督。
Let me give you an illustration.
让我给你一个例子。
When I was a boy, I lived on a farm.
当我小的时候，我在一个牧场上长大。
And my dad would get me up very early in the morning.
我爸爸一早就把我叫起来。
And we would have to feed the cattle.
我们必须要喂那些牛羊。
And many times there would be a lot of snow.
常常会有很多雪在那个牧场。
And we would have to fill up buckets with water.
我们必须拿着两桶水。
And carry the buckets to the animals so they could drink.
然后带着那个水桶到那些牲畜那给他们喝。
Because all the ponds were frozen.
因为所有的潭都结冰了。
So my dad would pick up his buckets.
是我爸爸呢会拿起两个桶。
And he would take off walking to the animals.
他会走向那些牲畜牛羊的。
And I was about this big.
我只有大概那么高。
I'd pick up my buckets.
我也拿起我的桶子。
And they'd stay on the ground.
然后站在地上。
And I wanted to be like my dad.
我想要效法我爸。
So I wanted to walk like him.
我想走也像他一样的行。
And I would always try to put my foot in his footprint.
我想要把我的脚放在他脚印上。
And I would, his legs were very long.
他的脚很长啊。
Mine were very short.
我的很短啊，小。
I looked like a drunken spider going out across the snow.
我就像一个喝醉酒的蜘蛛在雪上行。
I looked ridiculous.
我看起来很好笑。
But if anyone would have seen it,
但如果任何人看到我,
they would have known one thing.
至少有一件事情他们看得出来。
That boy wants to be like his dad.
那个孩子想要像他爸爸。
Didn't matter how many times he fell,
不管他跌倒多少次,
or how silly he looked,
不管他看起来多么的
小丑, you knew he wanted to be like his dad.
你知道他想要像他爸。
Can people say that about you?
人可不可以这样说你呢?
Can they watch your life?
他们可不可以看到你的生活生命?
Do they see you trying to imitate Christ?
他们可不可以看出来你想要效法基督呢?
Or are you trying to imitate these people from Hollywood?
或者你要想像那些好莱坞人要那些好莱坞的明星要效法他们呢?
Who are famous for a few years?
那些人有名赫赫一时
and then destroy their lives.
然后就毁掉自己的生命。
That pollute the entire world.
而且把整个世界都玷污了这些人。
Who do you want to be like?
你要像谁呀？
But here's the important thing.
这是重要的事啊。
When people look at you,
当人看着你，
can they tell who you want to be like?
他们可不可以从你看出来你要效法谁呢？
Do they know you want to be like Jesus?
他们可不可以看出来你要效法基督，照着基督行的去行呢？
Now let me say this to the husbands.
让我告诉做丈夫的。
And the father.
还有做爸的。
Do you know what my wife's greatest need is?
你知道我太太最大的需要是什么吗？
She needs a husband who is more like Jesus.
她需要一个越来越像基督的丈夫。
The greatest need of my children.
我儿女最大的需要。
Is that I be more like Jesus.
就是他们的爸爸越来越像基督。
Most of my problems in my life.
我生命中最多的问题。
Are because I'm not like Jesus.
因为我不像基督。
That's your greatest need.
这是你最大的问题和需要。
You see, as Christians, we just don't follow a bunch of principles.
这基督徒不是遵守一些教条教规。
We follow a person.
我们是在跟随一位主。
The person that we believe in.
我们所信的这一位。
We also imitate.
我们效法他。
That's our goal.
这是我们生命的目的。
Can anyone see that you long to be like Jesus?
别人可以看得出来你想要像主耶稣吗？
Now we're going to do two more tests.
好，我们再看两个试验。
Look in verse 9.
看第九节。
Chapter 2.
第二章第九节。
The one who says he is in the light and yet hates his brother is in the darkness until now. The one who loves his brother abides in the light and there is no cause for stumbling in him. But the one who hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in the darkness and does not know where he is going because the darkness has blinded his eyes.
人若说自己在光明中却恨他的弟兄，他就到如今还是在黑暗里。爱弟兄的就是住在光明中，在他并没有绊倒的缘由，唯独恨弟兄的是在黑暗里，且在黑暗里行也不知道往哪里去，因为黑暗叫他眼睛瞎了。
Possibly one of the greatest evidences of conversion.
可能你得救的最大的证明
is that you love your brothers and sisters in Christ.
是你爱你在主里的弟兄姊妹。
You desire fellowship with them.
你愿意跟他们相交。
And you desire to serve them.
你愿意服侍他们。
Now, it talks about a brother here.
这里讲到弟兄。
In this context, brother is not referring to the poor.
这里这个弟兄指的不是穷人啊。
Even though we need to help the poor.
当然我们需要帮助穷人，没错。
It's not talking about someone from another nationality.
也不是讲一个异族，另外一个民族的人。
Or another skin color.
或者另外一个肤色的人。
Even though the Bible teaches we ought to love all men.
虽然这个圣经教导我们要爱所有的人种人类。
It's using the term brother with reference to Christians.
这圣经 弟兄的意思指的是基督里的弟兄，是基
督徒。Before I was a Christian,
我信主之前
，I made fun of Christians.
我笑话基督徒。
I laughed at them.
我嘲弄他们。
I used to work out in this gym that was right across the street from a church.
我从前在一个运动场，那个是在一个教会的对面的运动场工作。
And every Wednesday night when the church was people were going into the church.
每个礼拜三晚上，这些人要上教堂去。
I would open up the windows of the gym.
我就把我的运动场的窗户打敞开。
And I would play as loud as I could.
我就打敞开音乐，越大声越好。
AC/DC Highway to Hell.
那首歌就是去地狱的高速公路，放得好大声。
I didn't like Christians.
我不喜欢基督徒。
The moment I became a Christian.
但是我信主的那一刻。
I wanted to be with Christians.
我愿意跟基督徒在一块。
I wanted to serve, help, bless.
我要祝福，我要帮助，我要服侍基督徒。
Now, let me show you a Bible verse.
让我给你看一段经文啊。
And you're going to learn several things from this.
从此呢，你要学几件事情。
One of the things you'll learn is how we can easily misinterpret a Bible passage.
其中一件事，我们就是我们很容易就会曲解圣经。
Matthew 25.
马太二十五章。
Verse 31.
三十一节。
Through 46.
到四十六节。
Now we don't have time to read the whole passage.
我们没时间全部读啊。
But here's the story.
但是故事是这样的。
The Son of Man has come.
神的儿子降临。
And he's going to judge the nations.
他要审判列国。
He divides all mankind up into two categories.
他把所有的人类分成两种。
The sheep and the goats.
山羊跟绵羊。
He looks at the goats.
他看这些山羊。
Who represent unbelievers.
那代表的是不信主的人。
And he says this.
他说。
I was hungry.
我饿了。
And you didn't feed me.
你不给我吃。
I was in prison.
我在监狱里。
You didn't visit me.
你不来探望我。
I was naked.
我赤身露体。
You didn't clothe me.
你不给我衣服穿。
Depart from me.
离开我去吧。
Into everlasting fire.
进入那永远的火里。
Then he looks at the sheep.
然后他又看这些绵羊。
And he says,
他说。
Enter into the blessedness of my father.
进入我父亲的祝福中。
Because I was hungry and you fed me.
因为我肚子饿了，你喂我。
I was naked and you clothed me.
我赤身露体，你给我穿。
I was in prison and you visited me.
我在监狱里头，你来探望我，安慰我。
Now what is he saying?
他在说什么？
Many people have taken this text.
很多人把这段经文拿出来。
As biblical evidence that we ought to have prison ministries.
来证明我们需要去到监狱里头去传福音。
That we ought to feed the poor.
我们应该喂饱那些穷困的人
and take care of the sick,
而且照顾那些生病的人
and use these means to evangelize people.
用 这段经文作为传福音的根基传福音的根据
well, we do need to go to prison.
当然我们需要 到监狱传福音、啊、
we do need to feed the hungry.
我们也需要喂饱饥饿的没错、啊、
but that's not what this passage is talking about.
这段经文不是教导这个
Jesus is not saying I was a murderer in prison and you came to visit me.
耶稣没有说我是个杀人凶手，我在监狱里，你不来探望我不。
He said I was in prison.
他说我在监狱里。
And when they asked him, when did we do this for you?
当他们问，哎，我们什么时候看到这样的情况，你在监狱里呢？
He said when you did it to the least of my brothers, you did it to me.
他说如果你坐在最小一个弟兄的身上，你就坐在我的身上。
This passage is
这段经文
is means this
意思是
our love for one another proves that we are truly Christian
我们彼此相爱的心证明我们是基督徒
our practical service to one another proves that we have truly been born again
我们实际生活上的彼此服侍证明了我们重生得救了
and if we do not love other Christians
如果我们不爱其他基督徒
And we do not serve them.
我们不服侍别人。
We do not want to be with them.
我们不愿意跟其他基督徒在一块儿。
It is evidence that we are not Christian.
就证明了我们根本就不是基督徒。
Let's imagine that we are all in the second century, third century Rome.
我们幻想我们都回到第二、第三世纪的罗马帝国。
And we're a church that is meeting secretly out in the forest.
我们是在森林里头秘密聚会的一个教会。
One night we dismiss about 11 o'clock at night.
有一天晚上大概十一点钟我们散会了。
And everybody takes different paths back into the town.
每个人都从不同的路径回家去。
But let's say that Brother Larry and I are elders.
就是说我们两个人是教会的长老。
Well, at about 4 in the morning,
那大概四点钟凌晨,
Brother Larry knocks on my door.
我敲他的门。
Brother Paul.
Brother, 保罗弟兄。
Two of our Christians were taken off the prison.
我们两个弟兄被带到监狱去了，抓起来了。
They were captured by the Romans.
他们被罗马兵丁抓起来了。
We've got to call a meeting.
我们必须要就聚集啊。
So we all gather back together out in the woods.
我们又回到森林里头又聚在一块儿。
Now at that time,
在那个时候啊，
if someone went to prison,
如果有人进到监狱。
The prison did not provide food.
那监狱不会给他们吃的喝的。
Did not provide clothing.
不会给他们穿的。
Did not provide medical attention.
没有任何的医疗设备。
If someone did not come from the outside and give those things to the prisoner would die.
如果外面的人不进到监狱，把吃的、穿的、医疗东西给他们，他们就会死掉。
Our two brothers that were taken.
我们这两个弟兄被抓了。
Their clothes were ripped from them.
他们的衣服被扒掉了。
They were beaten horribly.
他们被打得七零八落。
And if we don't do something, they're going to die.
如果不帮他们，他们就要死掉。
So two young believers jump up.
是两个年轻的信徒站起来。
And they say, "We'll go."
我们去。
We'll take the medicine.
我们把医药带给他们。
But Brother Larry says, "Hold it."
那是Brother Larry 说，不不不。
You don't understand.
你不明白。
If you go there,
如果你进到监狱探望他们,
and are helping those Christians,
你帮那些基督徒,
the Romans may see you,
罗马人就会看到你,
and they will do the same thing to you.
他们也会把你丢进去。
We need to pray for wisdom.
我们需要智慧。
Now, about a third of the church,
大概三分之一的教会呢,
stands up,
站起来,
and says, "This is crazy."
你发疯了你们。
We're not going to go over there and help those people.
我们不能去帮那些基督徒。
Look, they got caught, it's their problem.
他们被抓是他们的问题。
And this Christianity thing is just crazy.
这个基督教简直是不可思议。
We don't want any of this.
我们跟基督徒无关。
If Christianity is like this, we're out of here.
如果基督信仰是如此的话，我们就离开。
They walk out of the church.
他们就放弃信仰，离开教会了。
But the rest of the believers,
其他的信徒呢?
That are believers,
那些是真信徒,
they stay there,
他们继续留下来,
they make a plan,
他们就计划,
they tell the two young boys, "Thank you very much."
他们告诉那两个年轻人说, 谢谢你们。
But two of the older men rise up,
两个年纪大一点的站起来,
and they take the medicine,
他们把医药拿着,
and the food,
跟食物,
risking their own lives,
冒着自己生命危险。
The ones who left proved they were not Christian.
那些离开的证明他们根本就不信。
The ones who risked their life in love proved that they were.
那些冒自己生命危险来搭救弟兄的证明他们是基督徒。
Our love for our brothers and sisters in Christ.
我们爱我们主里的弟兄姊妹。
Is the evidence of our conversion.
这个爱证明了我们得救了。
We say that birds of the feather flock together.
我们说物以类聚。人以群分。
That's true.
真是如此。
If you love to be with the world,
如果你喜欢跟世界上不信主人在一块
儿， and act like the world,
你行动也像世界，
talk about things in the world,
讲话也像世界，
you don't want to be with the people of God,
你不愿意跟神的百姓在一块儿，
you don't want to talk about Christ,
你不愿意讲基督的事情，
you're pretty much demonstrating what you are,
你在证明你到底是谁。
In the new covenant,
在新约里,
love is not something.
爱不是就是一些东西而已。
It's everything.
爱是一切。
It's the fulfillment of everything.
爱满足了一切的律法。
Let's go to one more test, even though there's all kinds of them.
好，我们再看一个试验，虽然有很多的试验了。
Verse 15,
第十五节，第二章
chapter 2,
第二章的十五节，还是约翰一书。
Do not love the world nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the boastful pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. The world is passing away and also its lust, but the one who does the will of God lives forever.
不要爱世界和世界上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。因为凡世界上的事，就是肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生骄傲，都不是从父而来，乃是从世界来的。这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
What is the world?
这世界是什么呢？
Everything that contradicts the will of God.
一切与神旨意相对的、相反的，都是世界东西。
It is marked by certain things.
它有一些特征。
The lust of the flesh.
是肉体的情欲。
The strength, the will, and the power, and the supposed beauty of a man.
一个人的男人的力量，他的美丽，这一切。都是世界。
It's marked by the lust of the eyes.
也还有眼目的情欲。
Things that you can see.
你可以看得见的。
That grab a hold of you.
你可以，那可以抓住你心的东西。
Like advertisements going down the road.
像你在路上走的时候，那广告，两边的广告。
Pull you away from God.
把你从神那儿带走。
It's marked by the boastful pride of life.
而且还有就是今生的骄傲。这些特征
those who live independently of God
那些与神相悖的离开神的自力更生的
and they pride themselves in all that they've accomplished
他们夸口我成就了什么靠我的双手
young people listen to me
年轻人请听我说
if worldliness has a king it's the devil
如果这个世俗的情欲，世界有一个王的话，就是撒旦。
And if that king has a throne,
如果那个王有一个宝座的话
，It's probably in Los Angeles.
那个宝座可能就在洛杉矶，首都。
Hollywood.
好莱坞。
Babylon.
巴比伦。
Everything this passage describes is describing exactly where you live.
这一段经文所讲的一切，讲的就是我们所住的地方——洛杉矶。
You have come to a very dangerous place.
你到了一个很危险的城市。
Young people, do not be fools.
年轻人，不要做傻瓜。
Live for that which is eternal.
你要为永恒而活。
Some of you young men, you're strong.
你们有些年轻人很强壮。
You will one day be so old and weak, someone will have to help you go to the toilet.
你会有一天变得又老又弱，人家要帮你上厕所。
Some of you girls are very pretty.
你们这些女孩有些长得很漂亮。
Let me tell you something.
让我告诉你。
One day,
有一天
you are going to be very, very ugly.
你会变得又老又丑。
I mean really ugly.
我说真的很丑。Kentucky Fry.
Really?
真的。
Is that what you want to live for?
这是你要活着的目的吗?
You can only have so many surgeries.
你只能够动那么多次手术。
You're still going to get old.
你还是要老的。
And weak.
而且软弱。
And die.
还要死掉。
Is that what you really want to live for?
你难道真是为那个而活吗?
You want to live for clothes?
你难道为你的衣服而活吗?
Houses?
为房子而活吗?
You want to sacrifice your children so that you can buy two new cars?
你要把你的儿女给牺牲掉，好叫你能够买两部新车吗?
Don't be like this world.
不要效法这个世界。
And if you do, give yourself to this world.
如果你把你全身投入这个世界里。
And you love this world.
你爱这个世界。
The love of God is not in you.
爱父的心就不在你里面了。
You are worldly.
你是属世界世俗的人。
But let me say this.
让我说这个。
Even the most godly Christians.
就算是最虔诚的基督徒
must struggle against the world
也要跟世界打仗征战
That's why we practice separation.
所以我们要分别为圣。
There are places I will not go.
有些地方我不去。
There are things I will not watch.
有些东西我不看。
There are things I will not listen to.
有些东西我不会听。
Because I don't need the battle.
因为我不需要自找麻烦，自己找征战打。
The Bible says that a man who is walking down a path,
圣经说一个人在一条路上行,
and he sees evil coming toward him,
他看到有试探罪恶来,
if he doesn't get off the path, he's a fool.
如果他不赶快跑掉, 他就是傻瓜。
We should avoid a lot of temptation.
我们应该避免很多的试探。
You can't avoid all of it.
你不能够避免所有的试探引诱。
But you don't have to pump it into your home.
但你没必要把那个试探引诱带回家来。
Also, it's very important that.
而且很重要。
We're constantly in the Word.
我们要常常在神的道中。
It is our compass.
这是我们的指南针。
To help us navigate through these minefields.
在这些充满了地雷的世界里头，帮助我们怎么样子走正路。
Also, I always surround myself with godly people.
而且在我周围，我总是希望有很多的敬虔的朋友弟兄姊妹。
I'm not going to get around people who are, you know, not that spiritual.
我不愿意跟那些不属灵的人成天在一块儿。
Because I need the help of strong people around me.
因为我需要强壮的人，主里头有信心的人跟我在一块儿帮助我。
You've got to realize, young person, listen to me.
年轻人听我说。
Let's say you're 10 years old.
譬如你十岁大啊。
Yesterday I was 10 years old.
我昨天才十岁呢。
Today I'm 49.
今天我四十九。
Tomorrow I will be dead.
明天我就拜拜。
That's how fast life goes by.
生命就是这么快。
The oldest person in here.
我们中间最年纪大的。
They could stand up and tell you that it seems like just yesterday they were a little boy or a little girl.
昨天我才是个小女孩，小男孩。
Life goes by that fast.
生命如水流。
Why are you alive?
为什么你还活着？
What are you going to do?
你要干什么啊？生命中。
My prayer for you is not that you gain the world.
我为你的祷告不是你得到赚得全世界。
My goal for my children is not that they have the greatest education.
我对我儿女的期盼不是他们得到博士学位最高的教育。
It's not that they get out of school and get the greatest job.
不是他们毕业以后得到一个好工作。
It's not even that they be healthy.
甚至不是他们健健康康平平安安而已。
My greatest desire for my children is not that they have things I never had.
我对我儿女最大的期盼不是他们可以得到我从来没有得到的东西。
My desire for my children is they be more devoted to Christ than their father.
我对他们的期盼是他们会爱主比我爱得更深
更多。They have greater character than their father.
他们的品德会比爸爸更高尚。
That they stand before Christ one day.
他们有一天站在主面前
and hear, well done, my good and faithful servant.
听主说很好我忠心良善的仆人
enter into the joy of your master.
来进入你主人的快乐里
be very careful, parents.
做父母的小心啊
you want your children to have a better life?
你要你的孩子有个更美好的生活吗
you better make sure you know what a better life is.
你要知道什么是更美好的生活
Better life is not money.
更美好的生活不是钱。
It's not ease of life.
不是舒服一帆风顺的生命。
A better life is godliness.
更好的生活，美好的生活是敬虔的生活。
Following Jesus Christ as Lord.
跟随耶稣基督你的主。
Young people, you're in a very, very dangerous place.
年轻人，你在一个很危险的地方。
Be careful about what's around you.
小心你周围的是什么东西
Live for Christ
为基督而活
You've come here
你来到这儿
You may get a great education
你可能得到很高的教育
Make all kinds of money
赚很多的钱
Have nice house
有大房子
And in the end die and go to hell
最后死掉下地狱
Maybe there's some little boy right now in China.
也许今天在中国有些小男孩。
He barely has enough to eat.
他吃的东西都几乎不够。
He'll receive no education.
他的教育也不够。
And yet, he comes to know God.
但是他认识了神。
And in his poverty,
在他的贫穷中,
he spends his entire life serving Christ.
他把全身心都奉献给主，服侍基督。
Going from village to village,
从这个村庄到那个村庄,
with hardly any shoes on his feet,
脚上几乎没有穿鞋。
When he's 70 years old,
当他七十岁的时候,
he dies in a ditch,
他在一个水沟里头死掉,
preaching the gospel,
传扬基督的福音。
Yet when you see him in glory,
但是你在荣耀他荣耀里见到他的时候,
you will not even be able to behold his beauty.
你看都不能够定眼看他的容美。
Be careful what you're living for.
小心你为什么而活。
You know better than I do.
你比我知道的更清楚。
That the person I described,
我所讲的这个人,
there have been many of them in China.
中国有很多这样的人。
Men and women of whom the world was not worthy.
男人女人这个世界不配有的人。
Unknown.
默默无闻的。
Hated by everyone.
每个人都痛恨他, 讨厌他。
No one esteemed them.
没有人高看他们。
No one remarked about their great education.
没有人会说他们受了多高深的教育。
Or their home.
或他们的家有多漂亮。
But they had God's pleasure upon them.
但是他们有神的喜悦在他们身上。
They were messengers of the Most High God.
他们是至高神的使者。
And even the great Charles Spurgeon.
甚至那伟大的神的仆人斯布森。
Will seem small when he stands beside them in glory.
当他们站在这些人的旁边的时候，都显得很渺小。
You better be careful what your goals are.
你要小心你生命的目标是什么。
Because you just might gain the world.
因为你可能赢得全世界。
And lose your soul.
却失去自己的灵魂。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, I come before you in the name of your Son.
天父，我们借着你爱子的名来到你面前。
And I pray that you would use your word to bless your people.
求你借着你的道来祝福你的百姓。
That if there is someone here who does not know if they are Christian,
我们当中如果有人他们不知道自己是否是基督徒。
That they will seek counsel.
如果他们需要辅导。
That we might be able to share with them the way of salvation.
我们可以把你的真道救恩显明说明。
I pray for the Christians.
我也为基督徒祷告。
That they would not be deceived by this present age.
他们不会被这个现今的世界所迷惑。
That they would follow Christ.
他们会跟随基督。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please visit our website at heartcrymissionary.com. There you will find information about the ministry, our purpose, beliefs and methodologies, and extensive information about the missionaries we are privileged to serve.